KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 71 degrees with clear skies in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. It was the Riverside School District's fifth attempt to pass a $15.1 million bond issue that would result in a new 7th through 12th grade facility, and it has passed. Leading up to the vote, school officials made appeals to the public, stating that renovating the existing building would require more than $11 million. A 60% supermajority was required by law for the bond issue to pass. 1,805 people voted, and of that, 1,096 voted yes. That's less than 1% of the number of votes needed. Absentee votes played a key role in the decision. 501 absentee ballots were cast, with 367 of them voting in favor of the issue. Votes were counted in the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office on Tuesday night. The new 7th through 12th grade facility will be south of Oakland, near the intersection of Highways 6 and 59. KJAN News Time is 7:07. Des Moines police say they plan to keep a pilot program that lets plainclothes officers focus on burglary investigations. The Des Moines Police Department says four officers began carrying out the special duties 5 months ago after an increase of burglaries in the city. The department says the burglary detail squad has made nearly 100 felony arrests for burglary, theft, forgery, and wanted subjects. There have been more than 25 misdemeanor arrests. The officers' special duties include surveillance, investigative follow-ups, or suspect apprehension. Officers are directed each day based on need, and overtime has been issued to help with shortages in officers working patrol watching. Police say the red light and speed camera violations helped pay for most of the overtime. The Department of Natural Resources says a mechanical failure at a meatpacking plant caused thousands of gallons of wastewater to pour into Storm Lake in northwest Iowa. The DNR said Tuesday the problem was noticed Monday night when employees of Tyson Fresh Meats discovered wastewater coming out of the ground outside a lift station. Workers determined a joint on the piping had failed. The wastewater reached a storm sewer that empties into the lake near Oasis Beach. The city of Storm Lake posted warnings, discouraging swimming until Friday. After discovering the discharge, Tyson and city officials worked to divert other wastewater to the city's sanitary sewer system. Des Moines police say three officers involved in two separate crashes have been found at fault and disciplined. The Des Moines Register reported Tuesday the first crash happened April 7th at a four-way stop sign. In that case, officers Phil Taronis and Brandon Holton were headed to a shots fired report. Neither fully stopped at the signs and collided. The other crash came April 27th when Officer Mitchell Cameron was responding to assist another officer and ran a red light. Police say he hit another vehicle broadside. Police say the officers have been disciplined, but they declined to be specific because the matter is a personal issue. In general, Des Moines Police Sergeant Jason Halifax say crashes of patrol cars in which officers are at fault usually result in suspensions. A corrections department spokesman says a break-in at a prison construction site in Fort Madison resulted in the theft of computers and software that detail facility drawings. Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta says in a news release Tuesday, the theft occurred June 19th at the construction site for the new Iowa State Penitentiary. Items stolen from a trailer adjacent to the fenced-off construction area included laptop computers and tools. Danny Homan, president of the Local Council of the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employee, calls the theft of prison plans a major security breach. Homan also says staffing levels need to be raised to prevent contraband from entering the prison. Scaletta says prison officials welcome ideas from staff and that staffing levels haven't caused contraband to increase. Officials say a state park and campground in northeast Iowa have been closed because of flooding. The State Department of Natural Resources says George Wythe State Park closed Tuesday afternoon because of flooding from the nearby Cedar River. It is expected to reopen July 1st if there is no additional rainfall in the Cedar River watershed, and reservations for the days affected will be offered full refunds. The campground at Yellow River Forest in Alamaki County also has been closed after extensive flood damage during the past weekend. DNR officials say they're still evaluating damage, and it's unknown when the campground will be reopened. No reservations will be taken until at least the end of July. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
If you're thinking this is the year to upgrade your combine, but you're not thinking new, then stop thinking and act, because you won't find a better selection of late model New Holland combines than right now at Lineman Tractor. This is Jay. Currently on our lot, you'll find over 20 used combines, of which over a dozen are recent CR trades. And when you act now, you won't find a better deal than here at Lineman's. We've taken the steps to get you 0% financing for up to 60 months on any of these used models. So like I said, stop thinking, call us. Lineman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
This is Lon from Lineman Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lineman Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lineman Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Sharon Campbell, 60, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Sharon Campbell will be held at 11 a.m. today in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Beeman, 78, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Greenfield Manor. Memorial service for Richard Beeman will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Wanda Jensen, 91, of Fontenelle, died Sunday, June 23rd, at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Wanda Jensen will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home has arrangements. Dorothy Ann Becker, 71, of Ames and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday, June 20th, at the Israel Hospice House in Ames. Services for Dorothy Ann Becker will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, June 27th, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Max Jacobson, 82, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Max Jacobson will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, June 28th, at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charlotte Ann Thorson, 55, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd, from complications relating to her battle with breast cancer. A private family church service for Charlotte Ann Thorson is planned for Friday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. A celebration of life luncheon for anyone wishing to remember the life of this woman will follow starting at 11:30 in St. Paul's Fellowship Hall. Gerald Bowman, 89, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday, June 23rd, at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Gerald Bowman will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, June 29th, at First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Gladys Cunningham, 97, of Atlantic, died Monday, June 24th, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Gladys Cunningham will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July 1st, in the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mildred Bowen, 93, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Mildred Bowen are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues.